these type of jobs also, they're going to require a little bit more experience. So anytime you see that network engineer 2 or anything with the word engineer, just know that you're going to need more than a couple years of experience. Welcome to Debt Free in IT. I'm your host, Mike. This podcast is for anyone who's looking to get into the IT industry, whether it's for a career change or you're just interested. I think you come to the right place. It comes down to the job hunting process. The big part of this process is knowing what roles to look for and what roles you should be applying for. So if you're applying for a role that's not particularly a help desk role, maybe you're looking for something to get started in networking or something to get started in security. Like I always say, you want to be looking for roles that has titles such as technicians, analysts, or administrators. So a lot of these titles is going to depend on the organization, where some organizations may call it a network administrator. Another organization, that same position could be called a network analyst. But usually these are some of the first level roles that you get to in each of those positions. Some of them may even go to the point where they have a technician role that's even lower than that network analyst or that network administrator. So these are the roles you want to start looking for whenever you start that job hunting process and figuring out what jobs you should be applying for. So this is something that I didn't figure out until after I landed my first job, which was computer operations, when I first got into the IT industry. So when I got there, I was able to see the hierarchy of the IT infrastructure. From that, I started to learn that the first level, going from the least experience to the most experience, goes from a technician to an admin to an engineer, or technician to an analyst to engineer, then to senior engineer. And then after senior engineer, some companies or organizations may even have an architect role. But usually most of them is going to go in those levels: technician, admin, or technician, analyst, engineer, senior engineer. So once I got into the industry and I started seeing that, I started to realize where I was messing up in my job hunting process. So hopefully this video here provides some value to you, or this audio provides some value to you if you're listening to this episode. So in network security, is no different. You have the same type of roles. And today we're going to cover some of these roles that you might see in a network security position, or you might see in a network security group, or if you're trying to get to network security, you might see some of these roles, as well as some of the tips and certifications that could help you to land one of these roles. So one of the first roles you may encounter when you start looking for those network security roles is the network security analyst. So usually in these type of positions, you may be responsible for monitoring network activity, identifying security threats, as well as implementing measures to protect your network. And usually a position like this may require about 2 to 3 years. Some of them is going to vary, because some of them may say 2 to 3 years of experience, or some of them may say 2 to 3 years with experience or certification. So sometimes some companies or some organizations may take your certification and use that as maybe a year or so of experience. So all of this is going to vary. So, but it's network security analyst. This is one of the positions you may encounter when you start looking for jobs in the network security realm. So the next role you may encounter when you start looking for network security roles is the junior network security admin, or the network security admin. So usually with these roles, you're going to be responsible for supporting implementation and the administration of firewalls to ensure the protection of your organization's assets. And then also you're going to be assisting the security engineers with the setup and the replacement of firewalls. So this position, you may end up being the one that's in office, or you may have a couple remote days. But most of the times, if the organization allows it, the security engineer may be fully remote. So that security engineer may come up with the configuration for the firewall, and then they may send that configuration to you to actually implement it and put it on the firewall. And then you'll be the one that go in and replace that firewall. So this is a good position to be in, because you're able to learn from someone that's at a higher position from you. So that way you're able to ask them questions. You're able to feed off them. You're able to see how they do things. And you might even take a couple notes from them and add it to your tool belt. So this is one of the positions you may see when you start job hunting for network security roles. So the next position you may see when you start job hunting for network security roles is the network security engineer. So usually these positions, they're going to be responsible for the ongoing maintenance and management of your network firewalls and any related hardware or software that secures the organization's network. Also, they're going to be the ones that's analyzing and troubleshooting problems. So usually something like this or a job like this may require a little bit more experience. So usually it may require around 3 to 5 years of experience. But let's say if you already been a network security admin, then just taking the course of your position that you had before, you're pretty much going to be next up to be this network security engineer, whether it's for the company you at, or if it's for a company outside of the company, or if it's a company you leave and go to. A lot of times, even if you was a network admin at one organization, usually you got those years of experience in. Even if you go outside of your organization, you should be coming in as a network security engineer. Sorry to interrupt this video. According to my YouTube analytics, 84% of my viewers are not subscribed. If I provided value to you in any one of my episodes and you're not subscribed, please consider doing so, as this does help out the channel. Also, if you're listening in your favorite podcasting app, please leave me a review or a comment and share this with a friend. Now back to the episode. So the next job title you may see when you start looking for jobs within network security is the network engineer. So these roles sometimes involve managing or securing devices as well as networking devices. You also may see these roles listed with a specific name, such as a Cisco Firepower network engineer. So this type of position in the title lets you know the type of house they are or the type of equipment they're going to have. So usually if it's a Cisco house, meaning they use the majority of Cisco equipment, you may see something like that that says a Cisco Firepower network engineer. That lets you know that they need someone who is familiar with Cisco Firepower, which is a type of firewall. And then also you may see some titles such as a Fortinet network engineer. That lets you know that that company has Fortinet firewalls and they want somebody who's familiar with that Fortinet firewall. And then also they could be looking for someone with those certifications as well. And usually a job title such as that, one that has like a Cisco Firepower network engineer, usually they're also going to require 3 or more years of experience. Then also some of this experience could be overwritten because with your certification. So if you have the enough experience that you was a network admin, but let's say you have some of these security certifications or you have some Palo Alto certifications, some organizations may be still willing to take a chance on you, even though you don't have the required years that they're asking for. So if it says 5 years or more and you only got 3 years, but you got this certification and you've been working in that environment for 3 years, you could still be well suited for that position. So the next role you may see when you start looking for those network security roles, it's a network security engineer too. So usually these jobs is going to be responsible for providing that architectural expertise in design of network topologies, as well as hands-on skills in configurations and deployment of network firewalls, switches, wireless access points, application firewalls, intrusion detection and prevention. So all of the above. So you're pretty much going to, this position usually is kind of like a catch-all position where they want you to know just as much on the networking side, as well as you know just as much on the security side. So they want you to be familiar with firewalls, as well as know about configuring routers and configuring switches. These type of jobs also, they're going to require a little bit more experience. So anytime you see that network engineer too, or anything with the word engineer, just know that you're going to need more than a couple years of experience. But when you see those admin roles or those analyst type gigs, those are the ones you want to hop on if this is your, if your entry level and you have a couple of certs on you under your belt. So the next type of role you may encounter when you start looking for network security jobs is the security architect. So usually this position is going to be the one that develops security strategies, design the security systems to safeguard an organization's network. So usually this is one of the a very high level of a network security role. So usually when you see that architect, usually time I see architect, I know that there's someone that's probably going to be the go-to in his or her organization. So usually you're going to be the one coming up with a lot of the strategies to implement on your network. A lot of the security strategies, you're going to be the one figuring out the design of the topology. So how to implement certain technologies on your network. So this security architect position, like I said, usually is going to require a little bit more experience. So I would say probably 5 years or more of experience. And I wouldn't doubt if you see something along the realm of 10 years or more of experience, because it's an architect level. So they want someone that's going to be the go-to. So if there's any issue and your admin can't resolve it, your engineer can't resolve it, if you have an architect, a lot of times that architect is going to be the one that's able to come in and resolve that issue for you. Not saying that they're going to be the know-it-all, but after you got 10 years experience in one field, a lot of times you're going to be seeing a lot of things on a network. So that role has great responsibility. So that is a role that anyone, I would say, should aim towards, because if you love network security, this is the ultimate goal, to be a network security architect. So, but like I said, it is going to require a little bit more experience than an admin or engineer role. So let's look at some certifications for most of these roles. So these certifications could possibly help you to get into one of these roles. And if you looked at any of the roles that I've mentioned, a lot of them has to deal with firewall configuration. So that's where you want to go to the vendors that have firewall certifications. So some of the biggest ones that I can think of is going to be Palo Alto. So a lot of companies utilize Palo Alto for their firewalls. They're one of the largest companies. And also they're being closely followed by a company named Fortinet. So Fortinet also has firewalls. One thing about Fortinet is they're less expensive than Palo Alto. So they may end up getting a larger market share than Palo Alto. So knowing Palo Alto or either Fortinet, or if you got the time, possibly getting a certification in both, is going to make you more valuable to any employer, because all enterprises has to have some kind of firewall on their environment. Most of them going to have more than one. So you could have Palo Alto and Fortinet, but being well-versed in one of these certifications is only going to help you out. And then another certification is the CCNP security. And once you get into the specialization in security, they also have a firepower certification that's their firewall. So Cisco's firewall is firepower. So they have a firepower certification. And then also they do have another security platform called ICE. So ICE is real big in security also. So either one of these certifications, I think, is going to help you to land that network security role. And then also you could still start out in just plain networking with a CCNA, and then start getting some of these security certifications and transition over to the network security realm. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Hopefully you found some value in this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can follow me at DebtFreeInIT. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at DebtFreeInIT@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, DebtFreeInITwithMike.com. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Peace.